Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back. And, John, you remember about the No Kings killer and the fellow there in Minnesota that shot, he shot the other Democrats, okay? Well, he's talking now, and he got a lot of documentation. He was hired, both him and his wife were hired. Timmy Walz tried to say he didn't know the guy. No, there's pictures of them together. Tim, he was working directly for Tim Walz, and he's claiming now that he got his orders directly from Tim Walz to go ahead and kill these people. So now, and he said he can prove it, and that they, you know, anyhow, go ahead and let's see. We have Greg in Minnesota, pledges 35. Thank you, Greg. Go ahead and take it away there, Seth.
Here, I'm in an airport, and I just can't help myself. I have just read the most insane thing I've ever seen. It's a confession letter and a manifesto for the No Kings killer. You remember the guy out of Minnesota that went on a serial killing spree of political enemies of Tim Walz, and he knew Tim Walz, and Tim Walz appointed him to various boards, and Tim Walz was the employer of his wife, and the story just got more and more strange and creepy, and now we can see his writings in his hand, and we know why they kept him a secret. This is a very, very disturbing story. And since we covered it so much on the channel, it is our obligation to give you the breaking news. Minnesota assassin Vance Belcher is his name. He told the FBI in a letter that Tim Walz asked him to kill the sitting senator of Minnesota. Her name is Amy Klobuchar. And that Walz would take her seat. This is why they hid the manifesto. We need a full investigation of actively covering it up. So these are old tweets, right? These are old tweets from back last month. Feels like eternity ago, but June 20th, where we learned this about the No Kings killer. And we call him that because he had a No Kings sign in the back of his car. He had a bunch of flyers for the No Kings rallies against President Trump. Here you go.
During meetings, I often type notes thinking I'm capturing all of the important details. But later, when I revisit them, it's pretty hard to follow. What's a note versus a task? Did I miss critical information? Taking quality notes is tough when you're also trying to stay present and engage in the meeting. That's where Otter.ai comes in. It's an AI-powered assistant that transcribes meetings in real time, ensuring no detail is missed. One standout feature is Otter's ability to automatically...
Assassin who disguised himself as a cop to shoot down Democrat politicians and their spouses. He killed two and seriously injured two others. Today, we're finding out he wrote a letter to the FBI, claiming he was trained by the U.S. military, quote, off the books, and that Tim Walz asked him to kill Amy Klobuchar so he could take her Senate seat. Belcher's facing state and federal murder charges.
So now, lo and behold, we have confirmed that that is in fact true, that in fact, Vance Belcher says that Tim Walz instructed him not only to kill a series of political enemies of Tim Walz so that he could gain political power, but that also the cops are in on it and that he'd been trained by the military. And he says that Tim Walz has all the proof of this, and all you need to do is ask Tim Walz. And if he answers honestly, he'll tell you the truth. My goodness. You want to read it? I mean, this is insane. These are the actual photographs of the manifesto itself. There you go. You can see it in his own hand. Okay. Here we go. This is everything that he says about Tim Walz. He says he directs it to Kash Patel and says, I am the shooter at large in Minnesota. And he names when the shooting's happening. I will probably be dead by the time you read this letter, and I wanted to share some information that you might find interesting. I was told by the U.S. military people during my release, I've been at many operations in Europe and Northern Africa and the Middle East and Africa, in the line of duty and doing what I thought best in the interest of the United States. Recently, I was approached about a project that Tim Walz wanted done. Amy Klobuchar and Tina Keith were involved. I wasn't originally aware of the project, but Tim wanted me to kill Amy Klobuchar and enforce a planned retirement. Tim Walz be a senator and didn't trust them to retire as planned. With Amy gone, Tim would stay in at the last minute, get one of the open Senate seats, and then he'd be rewarded with contracts. other friends of Tim Walz would be rewarded with government contracts. I told Tim that I wasn't willing to do it. And if he didn't call off the plan, that I would go public. And he said he would call it off. But instead, he set up murders, including one involved by somebody named Jan and Mel. I get the dark types. The dark types. So like the dark types of murders. Okay. They had some people trying to kill me. I was able to get away by God's mercy. I went back a short time later and shot several of them. You should note, I didn't fire a single round at any peace officers. I had plenty of opportunities, but I didn't take it. After the report of how many weapons there were, as much ammunition as I had on me, the cops pulled up right next to me in their vehicles. I had an AK pistol aimed right at their heads. I could have left a pile of dead cops, but I didn't shoot. I spared all of them. But if they come after my wife and kids next time, I won't give them a pass. I want to give you the phone, get on the phone and tell Tim Walz that you have a few questions. Then ask him if he knows me. If he says no, that he never met me, go look at the files. You'll see that Tim Walz personally groomed me and put me in his governor's task force boards as a business representative. Now he's trying to destroy me for the public record.
All right, we're back. Elena in New Jersey pledges $500. Elena in New Jersey, thank you, Elena. Folks, again, 888-281-1110. This week, all of this week, we've had for a donation of $25 or more, you could get to part four, 50 years of Pastor Sanders. Exhilarating moments, untold challenges, and many stories in between. We have a lot of stories. These are all absolute true things that took place. How it shows how God moves his mighty, mighty hand, folks. Just amazing, the life that he's given me. He's used me out here. It's been, again, 50 years. We haven't had one boring day in 50 years. Not one boring day. We've exposed, John, we've exposed so much corruption out there today. We've been able to be a real light in the darkness over these 50 years. And how just like, you know, like with President Trump, how they've been coming after him left and right. All those years, many, many times, they came after me. I mean, you know, everything, all the corrupt cops, corrupt government. But God always provided. He always protected me, okay? And he'll do that until it's your time, until it's time for you to come home. And then, in many, many ways, he allows you for that to happen. But anyhow, you'll hear about a number of these incidents, the things that took place. And we've talked about over the last 50 years. So donation of $25 or more. Then you have the songs that you hear on this radio program all the time. The only place you can get them is right from us here. And we put out thousands and thousands and thousands over the years of those CDs. And so 25 for each donation. That's what we ask. If you're destitute, poor, and you can't afford one at all, let us know and we'll see what we can do about getting you one without cost. But here, if you ordered both the CD and the DVD, it's $45. You save $5. And so there you go. That's our promotion. So when you call in, and by the way, if you don't get the newsletter, get the newsletter, get it. There's a lot of good information in there that you really want, that you really need. All right, we're going to go back. I'm going to give that number out again. We need to hear from you, folks. Right now, we've got 50 minutes left to stay on the station that you're listening to us on, 888-281-1110. We got to raise the funds. Again, 888-281-1110. That's credit card line, 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We're going to go back to this, and then we're going to find out from Big John McTernan what he thinks about all this. Go ahead, take us back.
Ask Tim why they kept the SWAT incidents silent from the media when they first happened. Not a word to the press. Why? Because they need to get their stories straight. Why didn't they want anyone to be on the same page about what happened? Tim probably is crapping bricks right now because I'm still at large and he knows what I can declassify. He knows what I know. I will be shot on sight. You can bet on that because I know where all of the buried skeletons are. If I'm going to turn myself in, I need to do it directly to you. I need to be held in a military prison near the Middle East, or at least on one of these ships, where the guys have tour grains everywhere, and I can get to anybody. I'm willing to spill all the beans. I just want my family safe. I had to do this and are totally innocent. This was a one-person op. What? This is, of course, what everybody is talking about right now. This story just got more insane. Listen, the problem with the current news environment is that you just don't know. Like, I am now prone to believe just absolutely everything. I'm not prone to, like, write off these kind of things because I've seen what they did during the Gretchen Whitmer Fednapping. That was a legitimate, bona fide, proven in court hoax set up by the FBI in order to boost Gretchen Whitmer to higher office, right? I've seen what they've done during January 6th. That was in order to destroy President Trump and boost Democrats to higher office. Like, what crimes won't they commit in order to boost their people to higher office? So I don't know. I'm not going to write this off. I'm going to let the trial play out. I hope the trial is...
Here's why kids at K-12 powered schools are happier. Online public school means kids can learn.
I hope that the trial is fair. I hope this man is able to speak on his behalf. And quite frankly, I hope that they subpoena the records and find out if there's any truth at all to this. Because it's crazy that this guy's able to speak with what seems like a lot of clarity. I mean, listen, they did send what looks like federal operators after him. Look at this. Looks like CIA Black Ops going and picking up an MK Ultra, right? The guy's even got an MK Ultra look in his eye. Like, there's so much about this that doesn't make any sense at all. And what's absolutely true is that this was, this wasn't like a rookie doing this. This guy had some type of training. I mean, he was able to evade police and SWAT forces. He was able to be on the run for multiple days. Does he have any type of training? Can we get that information? What is his relationship with Tim Walz? We know as a matter of fact that Tim Walz did appoint him and did employ his wife. Here's a photo. Well, it's part of a photo of his wife. His wife worked for Tim Walz. So to say that this is all crazy is that's the conspiracy theory. Some of us question whether Walz has whether Walz wanted enemies taken out. Media said we were conspiracy theorists. Well, now the killer himself, who's appointed by a governing board by Walz, said that's exactly what happened. So what the hell is going on in Minnesota? Goodness gracious, Tim Walz wanted a Senate seat. I don't know. I just read you the guy's entire letter to Kash Patel. And here's all I'm calling for right now. Don't want to make any wild claims that I don't know anything about. Here's what I'm telling you. There's absolutely a bona fide series of events that feds have set up and that powerful and evil people have set up for their own power. Okay? That does happen. And while it seems unbelievable, some of these plots, it's absolutely happened. True. And never put it past them. Right? And the other thing I'll say, have the trial. Prove this stuff, right? Go in trial, let the guy speak, and I trust that the truth will come out. If he's allowed to speak, then, or if he's just crackpot, right, insane person, then prove that, right? I'm not going to sit here and judge him. I won't judge any of this information and, like, offhand just say it's a crazy ramblings. It doesn't seem like crazy ramblings. It's like this guy has a lot of information and wants to get it out. What do you think? Let me know in the comment section.
Alrighty, John, this Tim Walz, do you think that this guy, I think he's, he's a loose cannon. I think he's loose enough to do something like that. What do you think?
Pastor Ernie, I'm really confused about this. Have you heard I have not, well, first of all, I'm not following it that closely, but second of all, has it come out the motive for the shooter, killing the woman and a politician and her husband and wounding two others? Why did he pick them out to shoot them, Pastor Ernie.
I get the opinion he felt that they betrayed him and put his family in danger, that they knew they were involved with, and they knew that Walz had hired him to kill this Amy Klobuchar and others. And so that's, you know, I'm confused about that myself. And yeah, I know they're under, it's under investigation, but
yeah. What the guy's wife, they ran into her, I think, on the day of the shooting, and supposedly she had some guns on her and all of this, but I never heard another word about her. I haven't heard one word about her. She, like, disappeared. So this is all confusing, and I just don't give, stock to there was this open plan. It's like an open plan to kill Klobuchar so that Tim could run as governor. I just don't kind of believe it. It takes a lot of proof.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens where it falls out. Right now, you've got all of his investigations coming out. It started with Comey and Brennan. And then, of course, now this conspiracy thing, they've included Obama now is a part of the conspiracy thing, and Hillary, too. But here's it. Secret meeting opens document floodgates on Trump, Russia hoax. The floodgates holding back long buried classified documents exposing government efforts to claim Donald Trump conspired with Vladimir Putin to manipulate the 2016 presidential election might finally be opening. Trump's administration officials held an urgent meeting Sunday to discuss new information on Russiagate, which they might use to build a criminal conspiracy case against Obama, Biden, and political appointees who allegedly weaponized the government against Trump. Two Trump administration officials told the Real Clear investigators. And so he goes on. The documents are said to contain long classified information, including a secret 200-page congressional audit that reveals details about how an intelligence community assessment on Russian ordered by President Obama from the 2016 election was framed in a way that portrayed Trump as being beholden to the Kremlin. Sources told RCI that emails and other records tying the CIA's controversial drafting of the intelligence community assessment to the FBI's discredited crossfire hurricane investigation targeting Trump could be released as part of an Office of the Director of National Intelligence report as early as Thursday. The White House was briefed on the development Tuesday, sources said. Participants in the Sunday meeting involving intelligence officials and their Department of Justice counterparts also discussed disclassified investigative notes and depositions taken by Special Counsel John Durham during the probe of the CIA's finally, or the FBI's handling of the CIA, which relayed in part on an anti-Trump dossier financed by the Hillary Clinton company. Okay. So, I mean, there's enough evidence, but Hillary, if you didn't even do the murders, just on the other corrupt things she did to put her away for 1,000 years. Now, you've got the dirty 30. The dirty 30.
Can I add something here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, all that evidence that Comey brought forth, remember at that meeting about Hillary, and then said the U.S. attorney would never prosecute that?
Yeah.
All that evidence is good, Pastor Ernie.
It's because still good.
He declined. That's not like, she was acquitted at a trial and you can't retry her. There was no trial. There was no nothing. So all of that evidence that Comey brought forth there before the public, that's all good to use against her right now, as long as it's within the statute of limitations.
Okay, right now, let me ask you this, because I still don't have any verification that Hillary was one of those that received a pardon. I know that Bill Clinton was making the rounds. He was going on TV shows, especially one on that View. And he said, if anyone deserved a pardon, it's Hillary. If anyone deserved a pardon, it's Hillary. And so he was trying to get the message out to Biden, or to have people pressure the Biden regime to pardon Hillary. Did you see anywhere where she was a part of that pardoning?
No, no.
And so I'm wondering here.
I know that January 6th committee headed up by Liz Cheney, they all received pardons. And Fauci received the pardon. Pastor Ernie, during the week, did you discuss that Biden's auto pen by any chance?
Yeah, we've discussed it, but go ahead. What do you have?
Well, I mean, there's evidence coming out that Biden, the auto pen, was used without Biden's knowledge.
You've got to...
And so you can't. This is like a overthrow of the government.
Well, wait, we got something here on it right here. Go ahead.
Yeah, the President of the United States has a coup in his office where he's kept, you know, out of the loop. Now, maybe he wasn't able mentally to be in the loop, but they're making decisions on who is going to be acquitted, and then they're using the auto pen to do it.
And now, Biden came out publicly and said that he did not know. He actually said he did not know who he pardoned, all of who he pardoned. Wait, we got an article here. Go ahead, Randall.
It says House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer said on Wednesday that his committee's investigation into former President Joe Biden's administration's auto pen usage so far has not yielded a shred of evidence that Biden was in control of what was signed. The New York Times published a report on Sunday documenting Biden's use of an auto pen, finding that when the former president granted a wide array of clemency and pardons towards the end of his term, he approved the guidelines for them, but did not personally approve each person. Comer said on American Agenda that the two former Biden aides, his committee has interviewed, did not provide evidence that Biden was aware of who operated the auto pen or what documents they put his signature on. There's no evidence that emerged thus far after two complete transcribed interviews and then two attempted depositions where the witnesses pled the fifth on every single question, Comer said. At this point, there's no evidence that would suggest Joe Biden had any idea who was using the auto pen and what they were signing his name on. That's a very serious constitutional crisis here that puts all those pardons that he signed and all the executive orders that he signed in legal jeopardy. So this is a very serious investigation. Biden's physician, Kevin O'Connor, pleaded the fifth at his deposition on July 9th. Former First Lady Jill Biden's former Chief of Staff, Anthony Burnell, pleaded the fifth on Wednesday. We're giving people in the Biden administration like Anthony Burnell the opportunity to tell their side of the story, to tell that Joe Biden was whip smart. He knew exactly what was going on and told people, yes, use my signature on this document and that document. And thus far, that hasn't happened, Comer said. Plus, you add in New York Times interview, you add in the New York Times interview where he admitted he didn't know every single person who was pardoning and didn't know that much about them. He said he authorized his staff to do that, he said. That's not how the pardon process works. So he's incriminating himself. And I think that's where we we are in this investigation. We're going to bring in everybody that was in the White House and give them an opportunity to talk and then go from there. Lastly, it says the former president also addressed the pardons he granted to his family and prominent people like General Mark Milley and Dr. Anthony Fauci. He told the New York Times that he talked about every high profile pardon personally with his aides. Says he consciously made all those decisions. The sole pardon the former president signed using his hand from December 24th to January 25th, 2025, was for his son, Hunter. He granted 25 pardons and commutations using the auto pen during that identical time frame.
All right, very good. Rosemary in PA pledges 100. Thank you, Rosemary. 888-281-1110. Folks out there listening, you know that if everyone, well, not just everyone, but I mean if just 10% of the folks out there listening tonight was to pledge just $10, just $10, we wouldn't have to ask for, we wouldn't have to even have to have a pledge week for another year. Mm-hmm. Okay. Out there, many of you out there listening, and I get letters every now and then from saying, Pastor, I'm one of those people you talk about who listen, have been listening and never helped. Well, this is my first time. I get those letters, and hopefully we'll get some more. I mean, hopefully I'll get some more coming in because we need to hear from you.
Yeah.
We have about 30 minutes, a little over 30 minutes tonight on here, and we're very, very far short. And, of course, the Lord has blessed us so many times when right at the very end it came in. But we're in a situation, and folks out there, you know, again, we believe in prayer. If you can do $5, if you can do $10, $15, $20, $25, folks, whatever. Some of you out there today, did you know that the people out there today are wealthier than they've ever been in America? Mm-hmm. By far, they're wealthier than they've ever been. And, you know, again, and we in this ministry, folks, I could see, you know, if we were like a prosperity preacher where the money went to us, I can understand. You know, and yet you people like Joel Osteen and these prosperity preachers, they're not honest, they're dishonest, and they play off people's greed, and people rush to you know, it just amazes me. But folks, again, we don't take a pay. We do this, and we work very hard, and we've done it to get the message out. And you know, all week long, we bring you information. Things. The whole point of it is the cause is a righteous cause,
mm-hmm.
and the reason we do it is because we love God, we love our country, we love God, we love the freedoms that we have, and what we've and I've fought against the corruption and the Democratic Communist Party for over 50 years. We fought every single day, you know, to get the truth out.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll keep doing that as long as we can, but we do need your help to do that. And the number is 888-281-1110. We got about another 30 minutes left tonight, and then we don't have to do this. If the money comes in, we don't even have to do it for another 3 weeks, so 888-677-9673. We need to hear from you tonight. Now, I want to pick up where I left off. The information could straighten. This is a criminal case against Obama's top intelligence officers, including former CIA Director John Brennan, who allegedly gave false testimony to Congress about his role in using the dossier in the ICA, according to the officials who requested anonymity to discuss sensitive information. Although the 5-year statute of limitation on perjury means much of the testimony given about ICA cannot be prosecuted, officials could still be charged with a conspiracy to commit perjury. And sources said that the meeting, which was arranged by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, was held in a secure room known as the SCIF, Sensitive Compartment Information Facility. The meeting also focused on the release of a highly restricted appendix to Durham's final report that details investigators Brennan intercepted exposing a plan by the Clinton campaign in July 2016 to stir up an election scandal involving Trump in Russia to distract from her email investigation. Instead of investigating the Clinton plot, the FBI opened an investigation into Trump and his campaign advisors for allegedly colluding with Russia. Was it Brennan or Clapper? I remember one of them admitting during a hearing that they lied to Congress, which is a felony, but then they smirked and said, well, we had to do it. It was for national intelligence, and we're the one that decides where this national intelligence, the security of the America, you know. In other words, it was like...
That was Clapper.
Clapper? Yeah.
And he said it was the best thing he could think of at the time. He literally said that.
Yeah, I remember, yeah. And it's like the laws, it's like we have... You know, we have everything. We have the White House. We have the we can do whatever we want. And it's like the laws really don't apply to us. It's like these, they just arrested those, what was it, 11 rich, little rich kids who were out attacking. They attacked ICE. They attacked them. One of them actually had a gun and shot them, shot at the ICE people with the... The ICE agents,
mm-hmm.
But they didn't think that they would be prosecuted, you know, because they were rich little Democrat children of the Democrats. Because, you know, here when Antifa and that when they were burning down cities and hitting elderly people in the head with bricks and that, they were being bailed out. They were being bailed out. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and Hillary, not Hillary, but Harris.
Yeah.
She was one of them that was leading the charge.
Yeah.
Raise the money for the bail, to bail them out.
And encouraging them. This is why I kind of believe that guy that said that, Tampon Tim, that actually hired him to do that, because I think he's a total loose cannon. I think he's a complete loose cannon. And so, anyhow, we'll see.
He is dumb, Pastor Ernie. I mean, I thought Kamala Harris was the dumbest politician I'd ever seen. But then Tim came along, and he's the male he's her male counterpart. I think he's dumber than her. So could he get involved in some sort of crazy type of, you know, like we just listened to, conspiracy? He's so dumb, perhaps he could test Ernie.
And you wonder how, you know, she made it as far as she did, and of course him too, you know, being that way. I mean, you know, you just can't understand. How could they get to where they're at? Of course, with her, we know it's...
Well, we know how she got there, Pastor Ernie.
Yeah.
We know, and I don't know what's fit news for your show, but we know how she got there.
Yeah, and but what about Tampon Tim? I mean, here's a guy that puts tampon machines in boys' bathrooms. I mean, how crazy is that? That's crazy, right? And
he's got a lot of Chinese money behind him, Pastor Ernie, and maybe Chinese contacts here are the ones that did this for him, you know?
Well, yeah, he spent a lot of time in China and got a lot of Chinese money. All right, here's what we're doing. We're running out of time for tonight. I'm going to ask both of you men to go ahead and pray, you know, that the folks will, you know, we still have 25 minutes left, that the folks will, that the Lord will move their hearts and help us to stay on all the stations we're on. And but then also we need to give an invitation, because that's more important than anything else,
mm-hmm.
Folks, because everything else, one of these days, this radio program will be forgotten. Everything that you know right now, all the things that are important to you won't matter anymore. You won't, your house won't be there anymore. Whatever it is, those things be gone, okay? But the one thing, the only thing, for every single person that's alive tonight, the only thing that's going to matter to them is they're standing. The day will come where they're standing with the Lord Jesus Christ. Are they going to die saved and go to glory? Or are they going to die in their sin and go to torment? Yeah. And so you guys pray. John, I'm going to give you the invitation. And Randall, would you pray that the Lord would prick the hearts of the folks here tonight before the program's over, because we're way behind.
Amen. So,
go ahead, you start, and then John, you end up with the invitation. But go ahead, Randy.
Amen. Father God, we come before you truly again. We thank you, Father God, that that you are just sovereign, that you are in control, that you hear us, Lord God. We know that there is no failure in you, Father God. We know that the things that seem impossible to man, or that are impossible to man, they are not impossible with you. You are still doing miracles even today in 2025. Father God, you are still blessing your people, Father God. And so, Father God, we call on you right now. These are your people, Father God, and there are those that are sitting back, maybe just hesitating and feeling like, well, somebody else will do it. But Father God, those are the very people we need to hear your voice. And we are praying that God, that you might open their ear, Father God, for you said your sheep, they hear your voice. And so, Father God, we're asking you, Father God, to speak to the hearts of your sheep, Father God. For Lord God, we know that this radio station is not a gimmick. We know that this radio station, Lord God, is not about squandering the resources that come in, Father God, but it is dedicated, Father God, to making sure that these airways are open and that people can hear, Father God, the pertinent information they need to hear. And the most pertinent information, Lord God, is the message of salvation. And Lord God, your word declares that this gospel shall be preached to all nations, Lord God, before the end would come. And we know that we are so close to your return. And Father God, there are still yet those that need to hear that gospel message. There are still those that have not repented. There are still those that, Father God, you have desired, Father God, and set to come into the kingdom. And so, Father God, our giving tonight, Father God, our giving throughout the week, our giving, Father God, throughout these years, have allowed this platform so that, so that those people, Father God, who were not believers could become believers in you. And so, Father God, we pray that again, that everyone's heart, Lord God, who is listening, even as Pastor Ernie has said, if just everybody would just give $10, sometimes people think that it's the large amount. No, every amount that someone gives is important. And we're reminded of that even when we look at the story about the widow with the two mites. And Lord God, you looked and you said she gave more than all. And so, Father God, we pray that no one tonight would be held back by pride or thinking that their small amount would be too insignificant. Father, it's so easy for them to just call the phone lines. It's so easy to call in and to give that information. We're not going to hold you long. It's not a long process. We get the information and that those monies are counted in. And so, Father, we pray again, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit tonight, that you would move. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. And John, you've got about 12 minutes. That's the most you've ever had to give a really good message there. Before you do that, I got to tell the folks, there was a word. This Sunday, our church service is going to be held at the pavilion, and folks, and that's not at the regular church, and the services will be like normal, but we're gonna baptize some folks, and then we're gonna have a picnic lunch afterwards, and then going into the evening service. It'll be an all-day fellowship. They're at the pavilion, 5896 Fairmont Road. This is the address of the pavilion, 5896 Fairmont Road. Wait a minute, no, it was 9658. I'm sorry, I had that backwards, 9658 Fairmont Road there is where the pavilion's at. So, and that starts at with Bible study, with an in-depth Bible study at 9 a.m. in the morning. And it's an all-day outside activity. And so, come on out. We need to hear from you. 888-281-1110. We have about 20 minutes left for you to call tonight. Or 888-677-9673. And so, again, John, the most important part that we've done all the years, the most important thing that we've done. What if we had just led one person to the Lord? How would that compare with all of the other things that we did?
Well, Pastor Ernie, you know, one person to the Lord is a soul saved that has eternal life, and Jesus went on the cross and shed his blood for to pay the penalty for them. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's well connected with the cross, Pastor. Yes.
In this ministry, not only have we been able to do that, to lead thousands to the Lord over the years, but we have over 24,000 babies were saved. We knew that from abortion due to this, the works of this radio ministry here.
Yeah.
And so just in those two things, but if it had been just one baby.
Just one.
All right, Jane in Georgia pledges 40, and Anthony in Massachusetts pledges 500. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you. And so, again, we're coming up towards the end of the program. I will pray that we can end strong. We want to stay on all those stations and continue to be in the watchman on the wall. Well, Peter in Ontario comes through, too, with 500. Thank you, Peter. God bless. Look at the coming in through the end. Your prayers. It looks like the good Lord is answering the prayers out there tonight.
Amen. Praise
God. Amen. And so,
yeah, Pastor, talking about that one soul, that summed up in the parable about the leaving the 99 and going after the one. That is how important one soul is to heaven.
Absolutely. And we're talking about eternity, aren't we?
Yes, okay. Sir. Yes, sir.
We're talking about eternity. See, that's, you know, what is the most, when we talk about the work that the Lord Jesus Christ did, what, you know, here, you know, he was the creator. He created the entire universe. He created the entire universe, but his work on the cross meant much, much more than the creation of millions of planets out there in the universe.
Huh? Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
But a lot of people, and that's, it seems like that's something that a lot of people just, they can't really wrap their brain around. Could that be possible, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you talk about, there's a lot of people out there today, when you talk about Christ being the creator, they look at you with a, what do you mean?
Yeah.
He was only born 2,000 years ago because of biblical literacy, huh?
Yeah.
That's so, yeah. Folks, if there's anything that you really need to understand, it's God's word, the Bible, right?
That's right.
That is the one thing that's, it contains the most amount of knowledge, and it speaks with absolute authority. It's the highest of all authority, and that's God's word right here, the King James Bible. A pity that so few people really know it. Yeah. So, 888-281-1110. We have 15 minutes left tonight for you to call. Or 888-677-9673. Go ahead, John. You have 7 minutes.
Okay, Pastor Ernie. Hey, there was a run-on with the money coming in, so we had to let that go through.
Yeah.
Man.
But in thinking of all this, Pastor Ernie, 1 John 2:17 comes to mind, and the Bible says there that the world passes away and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So everything we see here, folks, will be gone and sometime in the future, because Christ is going to create a new heaven and a new earth. And the only thing that lasts for eternity is what we've done for our salvation in Christ and what we've done for him. He's going to honor us for what we've done for him. Unfortunately, but God is righteous and just and holy, there is a everlasting, it's known, hell. God loves us. And it says, for God so loved the world,
yes,
the Bible says. That's and right. God is love. And he wants us to be in eternity with him. So I want to read a section of scriptures here from 2 Corinthians. Chapter 5, starting at chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So when you have eternal life in Jesus Christ, you're a new creation. And God will work in you with the resurrection power of Jesus, that all that bondage you're in, maybe it's fear, depression, drugs, loneliness, terrible sin, that can you can be set free from it through the resurrection power of Jesus Christ in your life. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. Now, and it says that has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That's what I'm doing right now. I have a ministry here, as I'm preaching the gospel to you, of reconciliation. I want you, a sinner, to be reconciled with God, who is holy, righteous, just, through Jesus Christ. So I'm actually a minister of reconciliation. So is Pastor Ernie and everybody else here. To wit, now here it is. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. The creator of the universe, as Pastor Ernie just mentioned, was in Christ. Jesus Christ was God. And he's reconciling. He's making it right for you with him. And he's not counting your trespasses against you, because he paid the penalty for on the cross and committed to us the word of reconciliation. So right now, I am reconciling you through this message with God. For then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. And here is the real punch to this. For he has made him to be sin for us. On the cross, Jesus Christ was literally sin, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So on the cross, Jesus paid the penalty for your sin. He shed his blood and paid the penalty. And then God takes the righteousness of Jesus Christ, because he was without sin, and places it in you. And that's how you have eternal life. It's Christ's righteousness in you that gives us eternal life. Right. Apart from Jesus Christ's righteousness in you, you have no righteousness, folks. We're all full of sin. But God in his love, it's mind-boggling that he took your sin on the cross so that Christ's righteousness could be placed in you. And what's needed to kind of ignite this is repentance. Just before Jesus Christ ascended into heaven, he told his disciples that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in my name throughout all the world, beginning in Jerusalem. So repentance means you're living a life separate from Christ in sin. You're doing an about face and going to Christ and his word, and that's your focus now. Jesus Christ and his word through repentance. And it can happen right now. This the confession of Christ as your Savior can happen right now. Pastor Ernie, how much time is left?
You got about 3 minutes left.
Oh, okay. So I just want to quickly mention, it talked about anyone that's in Christ is a new creation.
old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. What's really important there is Jesus Christ said that God sent him not only for your sin, but he sent me to heal the brokenhearted. So anyone out there under the sound of my voice that is brokenhearted, that you're full of fear, you're severely depressed, you hate yourself, you loathe yourself, you reject yourself, you're very lonely, and you have vivid rememberings of terrible things that happened to you. That's all sign of a broken heart. And Jesus wants your heart healed so you're free of bondage and your mind also free. So not only does Jesus Christ want to save your soul and give you eternal life, now he wants you now with a healed heart. He wants you now with a mind that's free from strongholds. He wants you now to set at liberty to them that are crushed or oppressed of the devil. And that all can take place by repentance and confessing that you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed his blood to pay the price for all your sin, all, and then place his righteousness in you so you can have eternal life with God. In fact, you can call God Abba, Daddy, Daddy Father. The Bible says, whereby we cry, Abba, Father, and he wants to heal your broken heart, free your mind in bondage, and set you free if you're being oppressed of the devil. So, Father, I bring all the listeners before
you. 1 minute, John.
Okay. And we pray right now. All they have to do is repent and confess Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and believe that they now have eternal life because Jesus' righteousness is in them, and God will hear their cry. Okay, Pastor Ernie.
All right. Thank you very much, John. The good Lord answered my prayer. I asked for one more match for $1,000, and it just came through here in Cleveland. So,
amen.
We praise the good Lord for that. So, amen. Good God is good. Amen. And so, we still got 7 minutes, folks out there listening across the country, for to call in. We'll be for 7 more minutes. Phone lines will be open to help us out and stay on those stations you're on. But again, I want to thank all of you for being here tonight.
Yeah.
And well, we're coming up to that time that we come up to every night at this time. Yeah. That's when we always do say, thanks for being here. We want to say, God bless y'all, right?
Bless you all.
Good night to y'all.
Good night. Ready?
And then we say, always ready. Okay. Keep fighting. Now we're coming up. Fight. We did a board fight before Trump. Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
For a long time, we worked right out of our garage, like a tech startup, except for...
At North Carolina's Crystal Coast, you might have the same vacation plans. Hit the beach, find some good seafood, but when there's actually room to roam and space to spread out, the feeling is much different. Visit crystalcoastnc.com/booking today.